We are following the news that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is bringing three Americans who've been detained in North Korea back to the United States, a gesture from North Korea ahead of the potential meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. And it comes a day after Trump announced he's pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. In Iran today, hardline lawmakers set a copy of the agreement on fire in Parliament amid chants of death to America. Joining us now is Fred Pleitgen, CNN senior international correspondent. He's in Tehran, and he joins us on Skype. Fred, tell us more about what happened in the Iranian parliament today.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a show, Jeremy. Apparently, there were some hardline members of parliament who went up to the front of the lectern, and then they took not just an American flag, but also a copy of the actual nuclear agreement out, and then set both on fire and chanted death to America, which is sort of a fairly common chant among hardliners here at demonstrations as well. They then accused the U.S. of obviously breaking its word, that the U.S. was unreliable. There was a lot that went with it as well. Do you know what I think is actually quite interesting is at the same time, the Iranian president is still saying that he might want to try and salvage the nuclear agreement and make it just between Iran, the European countries, China and Russia, but then without the United States.
That's President Hassan Rouhani, who is seen as a moderate. Is his job at risk because of this?
Yeah, you know what? I think in the long term, it certainly might be. I mean, President Rouhani has really staked a lot on the nuclear agreement. And he essentially told Iranians the last time that he was elected that, you know, there would be big economic benefits from the nuclear agreement. And even while it was in place, that really wasn't happening to the extent that many people wanted. The jobs weren't pouring in. Foreign direct investment was a problem because many European companies fear that there might be American backlash if they invest in Iran. There's also a lot of bureaucratic red tape here in Iran as well, to be fair. Now, of course, with the nuclear agreement now so much in jeopardy, all that is going to get even worse. So that could be a very, very big problem for him.
The supreme leader of Iran also spoke today. What did he say?
Well, the supreme leader, that's really one of the most interesting things. So the supreme leader, as you would expect, he ripped into President Trump. He said President Trump's corpse would be fodder for worms, but Iran would still be here. But in a more nuanced way, he also said that he does not trust the European countries, but he does say, or he seemed to indicate, that maybe there was a chance for the same kind of sort of smaller agreement that President Hassan Rouhani is also talking about as well. So it seems as though there's a certain degree of political unity among the hardliners around Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader, and President Rouhani, at least to move forward with this course at this point. But at the same time, of course, there are also hardliners who are attacking Rouhani as well. But it was a bit of a nuanced statement, but also mixed in with a lot of pretty nasty words for the U.S. president.
What will a return of sanctions mean for ordinary Iranians, for Iran's economy, which we're reading is already in free fall right now?
So that's a really, really good question, because you could already see this really in the run-up to President Trump's announcement. The real, the local currency here, has been tanking, and it's obviously increased prices a great deal. There was one driver I was talking to today who said the car that he bought 2 years ago now is twice as expensive just because the currency has devalued to the extent that it has. And of course, a lot of the other prices are like that as well. At the same time, wages have not been rising. There's no jobs coming in. It's very difficult for the Iranians to get investment. And for the Europeans going to resist if America says, look, your companies, if they do business with Iran, they're going to get sanctioned by America. Which side are the European companies going to choose? I think right now there is not a lot of optimism. You know, I've been in Iran so many times now, and around 2015, when the nuclear agreement was put in place, there was so much optimism here in this country. There were people who thought that finally, you know, their economic power could be unleashed. There's so many young, well-educated people here who are just being held back by the fact that this country has been under sanctions and has been isolated. And now you can really see that optimism is pretty much all but gone now after President Trump said what he said yesterday.
I want to ask you one more question while we have you. You're usually based in Moscow, and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is there meeting with President Putin today. They're reportedly talking about Syria. Are there worries right now that we're getting closer to a war between Israel and Iran?
Yes. Right now is a very, very dangerous situation with the conflict between Iran and Syria really growing. The Israelis, you know, seemingly conducting more and more airstrikes on Syrian territory. for a very long time, I think the fight against ISIS was something that sort of held these sides apart, but that now really seems to be going away. So I do think there is big conflict potential, especially now, if the nuclear agreement falls apart, if there is a period after which the Iranians believe that the agreement is no longer valuable and they might give it up, then I do think that there could be a real threat of direct conflict there. And of course, the big question then would be, if you look at the Russians in Syria, they are by far the most powerful force there. Would they be able to keep the Israelis and the Iranians apart? Because we have had situations in the past where the Iranians, for instance, flew a drone into Israel, into Israeli airspace. That got shot down. The Israelis retaliated with massive airstrikes, and the Russians really had to tone that situation down between these two sides. Are they going to be able to do that? How will the U.S. react? I think that is going to be a big, big question. There's a gigantic potential there for a wider conflict that could degenerate very quickly.
That's Fred Pleitgen, who is CNN's senior international correspondent, joining us from Tehran in Iran. Fred, great reporting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.